All right, thank you everybody for being here, and sorry for the confusion with Zoom last week. I appreciate your flexibility of being available to, today on Easter Monday. I'd like to call the roll.
No,
Grant?
no, no. Can I
No,
please read
I'm
the
sorry. Would
opening
you
words
read
first?
the stuff you're supposed to say?
Thank
Yep,
you.
I'm sorry.
Welcome to today's committee virtual meeting. We're going to cover a few basic items before starting. If you lose connection at any point during the meeting, you can reconnect by clicking the link or calling the number in your original email. Members of the committee, if you're able, please activate your video and keep it on for the duration of the meeting. Staff, if you are able, please activate your video when you're speaking. Use the raise hand feature when you'd like to be recognized to speak, ask questions, or request a roll call vote. During any roll call, all panelists will be unmuted briefly. Staff, click raise hand when you're asked a question. The chair will do his best to call on committee members in the order in which hands are raised. Lowering your hand will take you out of the queue. Members of the public who have registered to speak, the name you entered in Zoom must match the name you entered in registration. You'll remain muted until called upon and will be given 3 minutes to speak. The staff will tell you when your time is up. If you need to share documents with the committee, please send it to the email listed on the agenda. Please do not use your video. Chair, the floor is yours.
All right, thank you, Natalia, for this. And I repeat all the things I said before I started talking, before Natalia came on. Let's call the roll here. Grant? Oh, you're muted. Yeah, okay.
Present.
All right. Chandra?
Present. Can you hear me?
Yep, we hear you. Katie is absent, excused. I don't think that Bob is on the committee anymore. We don't ask him to the roll, do we, Lisa?
That's correct. He is,
Okay.
we have a vacancy right now.
Okay, so we have a quorum and we will commence with our business here today. Chandra, I have to note you have a new haircut.
Thank you. I
Very
do.
nice. And everybody looks, and Grant has whiskers on the bottom of his face, and you
His
have a new hair on
whiskers.
top of your head. So everybody's looking different today. It was springtime in the air. Let me get rid of this tape. This. Got it on the right corner here. So, Adam, welcome. And there
Hello.
we go. Yep. And do we have any members of the public here? I think the answer is no. Our motion would be in order to approve the minutes of the previous meeting.
Move to
I'll
it.
make a motion.
I'll second.
All right. It's been moved and seconded to approve the minutes from the previous meeting. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Motion carries. Today we will be considering the Parks and Open Space Plan, the full content. We're going to try to get as much through as much as we can today, but we've got an additional meeting scheduled if possible. Lisa, do you want to do the meetings before, or do you want to do them afterwards?
If we can just quickly vote on additional meeting
Okay.
dates, that way we have it taken care of, because I think
Okay.
Chandra, you have to leave early, or you have to leave at a certain time today,
I
right?
do. I have a 4 o'clock hard stop today,
Okay.
but I can. It's another Zoom call, so I can stay on as long. If they're late, I can stay on as long as possible.
All right. Well, we'll do a hard. So when you signal us, we'll end the meeting. Okay. I'm okay. Lisa provided some additional dates for us to meet. You probably have seen them. If you a motion would be in order to approve those dates.
Oh, wait. We have to select dates. You have multiple options, and we're
Well,
looking to
definitely going to do
do.
all of them.
I mean, we can. Maybe we'll need them, especially if they go the way the last two have gone. But we have an additional May date that we're proposing so that we'd have two in May. And we don't currently have a meeting scheduled in June. So we'd like to get a June meeting date. So I can share my screen quick, and that'll show you what the options are.
Thank you.
So right now we have, let me find my notes so that I can take note of this. We have for May, we are already scheduled to meet on May 21st, so we are not proposing changing that unless, of course, we're not going to be able to get quorum. But we'd like to add an additional date earlier in May to either May Tuesday, May 6th, Wednesday, May 7th, Thursday, May 8th, Tuesday, May 13th, or Thursday, May 15th.
And I know Katie sent me some dates she's not available, but I thought we'd discuss this. Since she's not here, I have to pull up my email really quick. But those are the May dates for an early May meeting.
So what were those dates again? I'm sorry, I don't have it in front of me, but
Can you see my screen? Oh, steps.
teeny
It's
tiny.
there.
Okay.
All right, I got it. I got it. I got it.
I'd consider May 7th.
I can make 6th, 7th, and 8th work.
I could do 6 too. Oh no, I can't.
Didn't make those any of those work, I think, probably.
The Thursday, the Tuesday, Wednesday, Tuesdays are the easiest. The Thursdays, I would have to move something, but I can make it work. So let's get quorum. And maybe, does it make sense, Lisa, for us to like put two dates, like a we can, is it possible for we pick one and then have one in reserve in case we don't have quorum?
We can. Yeah, we can do that.
We'll
We need an
save the
opinion from the city
date.
attorney on that before we can do that, I think, huh? Just kidding.
Actually, Katie's out of town on May 7th. But that if we can get the three of you on May 7th, that's fine.
We can include Katie. Let's work for a date that works for her too.
How
So
about
I
May
just
6th? Does that work for you, Grant?
Wait, so Katie's not available 6th, 7th, or 12th, but she's available the 8th and the 15th. I don't know if that works for any of you.
Can do both those times.
I can make I can make them work.
Grant, how about you?
I can't do the 8th. That's the groundbreaking for the Imagination Center. And I'm on the fundraising committee for that.
What about the 15th?
The 15th, I'm in Fargo for graduation for my niece. I would say if the other three of you can get together, I had my own meeting last week, so to speak, with Lisa a little one-on-one, and that sort of thing. So a lot of my opinions have been sort of expressed on things. I would say I wouldn't worry about me as much. And my attendance has been flawless, so I can miss a few and accommodate others.
Your
Lisa,
attendance
if we just
is
went with
flawless,
Julie.
Grant. I just feel as though since we're down a member, if anything happens, then we lose quorum and we lose the meeting.
Lisa, if we just went with if we went with May 21st and June 4th, and then look to see if we then needed another meeting in June, would that work for us?
It could, a goal of ours between May 21st and today's meeting was to get at least enough agreement on at least a couple of chapters to start moving them to the final InDesign publication format to
Okay.
see if that's something that you all liked. And then by the May meeting, the May 21st meeting, we'd have a pretty good start on the final document. But if we can't get quorum, I think there were a lot of dates thrown out there when I was looking up Katie's email. It sounded like the three of you could make May 7th work, even if Katie can't make it work. But I just, again, there were a lot of dates thrown out there. Or we could just go with the 21st and hope we can cover as much as we can. So the
Let me ask a question. Chandra, do you expect to have a lot of throw a lot of things into the discussion tonight or not?
Not a whole bunch. I do think though that having as we approach the end and we start to see the big document all
No.
together again, I feel more comfortable having a secondary date, especially since we're down a member and so quorum might be an issue. So that's what I think.
Yeah. Grant, how about you? Do you feel like you've got had your kick at the can here, or are you expecting to have many more comments to make?
I have some comments to make that I made to Lisa before, and I'll share briefly with the committee today, just so my position is clear and that sort of thing. But there are things that are in the works.
Well, let's just choose a date when the three of us can do it then, and assume that we won't have to meet. How does that sound?
I can meet the 7th.
I can
Okay.
meet the 7th.
Yeah, I can too. So, you want to just go with that, Lisa?
Okay, that sounds good for May. So we'll plan on meeting virtually at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, May 7th, and also at 3 o'clock on Wednesday, May 21st, which was already scheduled. And then to select a June date, we have several options here. So please, if we could talk about these, let me see. Katie didn't know that she had any conflicts in June so far. It was too far
Is it
ahead of her
advantageous
schedule.
for you to have more time after the 21st, or is it does it not matter, do you think?
This is a priority for us, so we will, if possible, we'd like to schedule it in early June. I'm actually going to be out for a full week. In mid-June, and I'd like to give the team what they need to work with before I'm out.
Well, the 5th would be, if the 4th would be better for me than the 5th. How about Chandra?
I can make the 4th work.
Grant, 4th of June.
I'm sorry, I got one of these calendars. You got to scroll around for a while
Oh,
until
yeah.
you figure it out.
I missed the old pocket ones that I had my.
The 4th could work for me.
Okay. Does it work for you, Lisa?
That works for me. So, could I get
Yep.
a motion to approve a meeting date on May 7th and on June 4th?
I'll make that motion.
Grant, second.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded to meet on May 7th and June 4th to schedule tentative meetings on those dates. Is there any further discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries.
Thank you all.
Good. Very nice. We're
Okay.
like, if we can make decisions as quickly the rest of the meeting as we did here, we're golden. Okay, I'd like to keep the meeting at 10,000 feet or maybe 3,000. But I will do wordsmithing if we need to do that to get the down what we're talking about. But let's try to assume okayness unless we move in the other direction. Lisa, you want to have a run at it here?
Yeah, so I would like to get a temperature. I know we've only got about 40 minutes here, a little less than 40. I did prepare a slideshow to walk us through each of the chapters, but I also have a very, I can run through it very quickly, just an overall summary presentation of what's in the POSP if that's helpful. Now, you all have had the content for about 2 weeks now, so I don't have to do that, but I'm happy to do that if it's helpful.
I think it would be more useful just to have the PowerPoint that you put together, which highlights what goes on in the paragraph and the chapters, and then we move through that level. I don't feel
Okay.
anybody, we don't really need to go verse by verse, do we? No.
We'll go,
Grant?
we'll
Right.
get in the weeds if we do that.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, am I sharing my slides or my
Not yet,
screen?
but we'd
Not
like you
yet.
to. Yeah,
Okay,
we've got the
sorry.
ones from your last family vacation.
So, can you see my slides now? Yes.
Yep.
Okay, so just overall, since January, we've reorganized the document. All content has been drafted. You don't have the appendices in front of you. We're still working on refining those, but we tried to pull anything critical out of those and have them in the document as best we can. We've made sure the document aligns with DNR standards for what's supposed to be in a park and open space plan. We've attempted to connect all the chapters to each other and the work of the Parks Division. We've incorporated.
One quick insert here. I got confused in the chapter between parks with a small p, parks with a big p, parks as a division, parks as a department. I wondered, maybe there's total clarity in the document, but I got lost with which. I mean, I always knew what was being said, but I got confused by what the name and what it was, what we were using there. So.
Okay, yeah, so it's similar issues between city, right? City small c, city big c. When we're speaking about the city as an organization or parks as an organization, we're going to use a capital. P,
Okay.
or C. If we're talking about just overall parks as places, we're not going to use a capital P. But when we're talking about the Parks Division as an organization, we will use a capital P. But that's a
Yeah,
great
that's good.
point. As we're going through and doing a final edit, we can try to clean that up a little bit so that it's clear what that is referring to.
Thank you.
We have also been working on soliciting feedback from other key city agency partners and stakeholders, and you all received a full content of the draft on April 8th. So, as far as how in talking with Steve, we want to review this. We want to do just a very high-level overview of each of the chapters, overview of the major changes that have happened since you last reviewed it, discuss the overall organization and flow of the document, and then with you all highlight the areas for improvement or areas of concern. And then also gain consensus on the content before we start advancing it to the InDesign format. So as far as text review, don't think it's a great use of everybody's time to sit here and go through page by page for wordsmithing, but I'm absolutely happy to take your feedback in terms of that. If you want to send me your marked up red line version or even pencil lined version of your copy. But if there is an area where we do need to get into those details, we can certainly do that. So I want to make sure everybody is happy with this and takes pride in this when it's all said and done. So I want to talk a bit about the anticipated timeline. Thank you for voting on the additional meeting dates. Those are going to be critical to helping us get this guy through the finish line. So we'll use our April and May meetings to review the full content. So I was expecting we might get through the first four chapters today. Given we're a little crunched on time, we may only make it through, and I'm talking probably too much, we may only make it through the first chapter or two. But we'll get as far as we can. In May and June, we'll get you a version of the InDesign document so you can see what it will look like in its final format. I'll do an informational presentation to the Park Commission in June, and then we'll have a public comment period and an open house. We do want to talk about this with you also, so we might end up doing that at the May meeting so we have enough time to talk about that. And then if all goes well, perhaps we can have a version, we can have everything done, everybody happy with the content, and the LRP will be able to refer the document to the Board of Park Commissioner, the document in its entirety, including the appendix information, to the Board of Park Commissioners at the LRP July meeting. Even on that schedule, we'd have to take it through the legislative process. Park Commission would probably need a couple months with it. The earliest I could see this being approved by the Park Commission is at their September meeting. And then it would need to go through another full legislative process. So the earliest this would be done through the whole legislative process, if we approve it in July, would be October, the very end of October. And that's if everything goes just perfectly. But let's get on to business here. All right, actually, are there any questions about that timeline before we move on? If we need more time, we will take it. I just wanted to outline that if we want to try to do this before the end of the year. Okay, so let's see, then we'll move on to chapter one. I'm gonna try to make this a little bit bigger, but I also don't want to waste a bunch of time messing around with my screen. Can you see this slide okay, or are you seeing my presenting screen?
Looks okay to me.
Okay. All right, so chapter one, there are six different sections within this chapter. The purpose of the Park and Open Space Plan, a history of the City of Madison Parks system. So you will have noticed that this is quite a bit shortened from what you reviewed last year. I think you reviewed this sometime last summer, but I think we had it at about 5 to 7 pages. It's now about 3 pages. Not three. It's much shorter. I think it's maybe a page to two. And then we have the summary of accomplishments since the last Park and Open Space Plan. It really kind of wraps in with the history a bit. That was reviewed by you all in the fall of 24. But it is in table format. It's not in a paragraph format like you would have seen previously, just to help with the readability. You also had not seen the vision and mission statements. These vision and mission statements are right from the 2018 to 2024 POSP. And we were not planning on updating the vision and mission statement as much as they need it. We weren't planning on doing that as part of this process. We haven't started it yet, and that wasn't our intention at the beginning. And then we have chapter 1.5, the role of parks and recreation. That's reorganized a bit, and it does contain some new content, specifically regarding the economic impact of parks, for example. So, and then we talk a little bit about the planning process. So you saw this, especially the adoption section of that, probably in January of this year. And at that point, that was all you had seen. So let me see. Do I have any? That's it for chapter one. I welcome any conversation you want to have on that.
Okay, let's Chandra, how about you take the lead on this and we'll pick up Grant and myself after that.
Very quick question, Lisa, is where after we finish this Parks and Open Space plan, where do you think that the work on updating the park's mission and vision sits in like the larger park staff and commission timing? Should we like launch it right away so that in 5 years you've got one that's relatively fresh? Just what are you thinking about?
I think it wasn't necessarily part of our work plan for this year. So maybe once we get it adopted through council, it could be an item on our work plan for next year,
For
for the
2026.
2026. Yeah.
And then generally, how long do you think it would take? Is it like another year project, a year, 18 months?
I don't think it should be 18 months, but it might take 6 months to a year by the time we want to get all the engagement in it that we want to put towards it.
Okay.
But we haven't updated this in a long time, so I don't know exactly what that process would look like. And I wasn't part of it the last time we updated it. Last time it wasn't a major overhaul, it was really just updating a few things.
Okay.
But it needs work. We know that.
Founder, do you have another point?
That's it.
Okay, Grant.
I too spent some time looking to try and find the historic Madison link. It's gone.
Okay, that was one of my references.
Yeah,
Yeah.
1.2. I just was looking at it, clicked on it, went out, shot
Okay.
around. Their website has changed quite a bit.
Okay.
So what was there, I couldn't find either.
Okay.
So it's not your browser or whatever. I'm gonna suggest that there are a number of times that we continue to use abbreviations, NRPA, etc., and L. If you jump into this throughout the document and it's 118 pages and want to look for a specific thing that you're interested in, you may not learn what these things are, and I'm even on these committees. I'm saying this more for the rest of my committee. I shared this with Lisa that I ran across this in other things, and I thought it was hard to tell when you're referencing the NRPA what it is if it was described in chapter one but not in chapter 12. I'd like to
We
see.
arrive at the UN, we deal with this, and we always put a whole list of acronyms in the as an automatic part of the appendix.
Okay, well, I think the way a lot of people use this document is they crack open and they look at the thing and they go, oh, I'm going to, what's the role of parks, or how are we rated in parks, or what's the financials of parks. And so I'm encouraging more descriptive, and that sort of thing. So that was pretty much it, but I think this looks good.
Okay, I got just three comments, I think. I noticed that we refer to them as burial mounds, and I thought that they were technically called effigy mounds. Do you know what the distinction is on that?
I think that is something that's gone back and forth throughout history,
Mm-hmm.
especially in recent years. But when we updated our mound management plan with a representative from the Ho-Chunk Nation, we were asked to refer to them as burial mounds. I
Okay,
think
that's good.
effigy mounds are a maybe a cat classification or a category of within the archaeological system. I'm by no means an expert on
Oh,
it,
I
but
see.
we're using that term because that's what we were asked to use
Okay,
by
I didn't think there was any burials in
Ho-Chunk-Ra.
there. Okay, several times throughout the document, we use the words that parks can do this, parks can do this, anticipating the future. I'd like to move those to the present tense. Parks does this, parks does this, parks does this. I mean, I think the fact that we can claim these things makes it a reality. And it's true that the people don't make it, take advantage of them. Not everybody experiences it, but I think enough people experience that we can be assertive rather than conditional there. I can cite a particular case if you want me to, but I think you'll see several places where that's the case. And I'm questioning whether we want to call these things updates. It seems to me that the updates are more the amendment process, and that we're really considering the option to revise the plan dramatically. This one we happen to update, but the last ones we started fresh. So I'm questioning the use of the word update as our process every 5 years. I feel like every 5 years we engage a new planning process, and then we update over the 5 year period of time. I don't know how other people feel about that. It inspired a large and vigorous response. Any comments, Grant or Chandra, on that idea? Whether we are updating, and then every 5 years, or whether we're updating in between? What do you think about that?
It's my understanding that this is a plan for this period of time. And so it's the plan. It can be talked about in the active voice as the plan. I think every 5 year plan should be a plan, not an update of a previous plan, not an incremental thing that we're doing. We should just claim it as here's our plan for this period of time.
Okay, that's how I feel about it too. Grant, do you have an opinion on this?
Nope.
All right, Lisa, do you have an opinion?
No, I think I agree with Chandra. I don't think we've been referring to it as an update because it was due to be revisited, but it is our plan for this next period of time. We went
Yeah,
in
that's
and looked
fine.
at the entire thing. It's not like we just updated a section.
Right. Okay. Then were we all in agreement on that? And then I had one other comment. Well, maybe it'll come back to me. Let me just. God, the mind is. Oh, I know. I wanted to agree with Chandra that we should take a look at the mission and vision statement as soon as possible. I think the mission statement has some strange wording in it. It also has the forestry things to it and the question about some of what people have access to. So I'm supportive of a quick review of mission and vision as opposed to delayed in that.
Okay. I
Lisa, the
bet you,
reason
I know.
why,
Sorry, Le reason Lisa, the reason why I'm asking about that is I have a small amount of time still left, both on LRP and the commission, and I would really like to leave my tenure as having an updated mission and vision, both on LRP and as Board of Parks Commissioner. So I'd like to fit it in and not leave it for something after my tenure.
okay, thank you. I would assume that this would be the body that would help us come up with that mission and vision statement. So if your work is done on this in July, it could be possible that we start a little bit later this year. But I also didn't share you, most of you have likely heard that, I think all of you have heard that Eric has been, our superintendent has been asked to be the interim head of the Metro for at least until a full-time director can be found. And as such, I will be taking on the role of an interim park superintendent, and we definitely are going to have some capacity issues this summer, more than we've had in previous summers. So I'm just a little nervous about committing to something like that. Not just nervous, but I don't think we're going to be in a position to tackle the vision and mission statements until probably later this fall, probably when Eric is back from Metro. But I think we could, in pretty short order, after we get the POSP across the finish line entirely, we should be able to start that work. So,
Okay.
any
All
other
right. I think
feedback on Chapter 1?
I think we're done with chapter one.
Okay. And like I said, if you would like to send me your track changes version, I'm happy to take any and all feedback that you have. So moving on
Why
to.
I asked Lisa to leave the executive summary to the end of the discussion because I felt we didn't want to consider the executive summary till we had looked at the whole document. So, and just to clarify that.
Thank you, Steve. I didn't think to do that as I got started here.
Lisa, just real quickly, one thing about the comments from Steve and Grant about readability, and since we only do this every 5 years, it might be useful just to, as you go through it in that final version, of what the definitive terminology is with respect to parks, with respect to effigy mounds, to craft a document that says this needs to be looked for as a find and replace. And this is our definitive one. And in 5 years, we're going to do the same thing. You know, whether it's 20 terms that we want to refer to parks, whether we want to refer to whatever, and just have that little document that we can pass on and say, yeah, we still agree that this is the definitive term. And I think it will improve the readability, whether we're not using an acronym, we're not using something that's no longer an acronym, that, you know, and we can just kind of help it in that final review, because I do agree with Grant that each section should stand on its own in a readability perspective without having a lot of acronyms. Even though it's longer, it makes it easier to read for somebody.
Okay. It's kind of a style guide in and of itself,
A
but
little, yeah,
also
a little
with
table.
terms. Okay. Okay.
Just set a new standard.
Okay. Noting that, thank you. All right. Then if you're all okay with it, we can move on to chapter two. All
Yep.
right, excellent. So, this is where we get into the City of Madison planning considerations. There's a demographic overview. So, what's different about what you have in this version from what you saw probably over a year ago or almost a year ago, was how we're projecting the population. We've since consulted with our colleagues in city planning, and we're using what they currently use for their planning purposes in projecting out the population. So it's a little bit different. And we've updated all of the projections and 24, wherever possible, we're using 24 metrics where they're available. So as you can see from this chart that's here, hopefully you can see it okay. But by 2030, we're projecting a population of 309,000 people, more than that. And then by 2050, we're going to be around 385,000 people, possibly more. So this is using a number of projection methods to get to that amount. And then we go into a little bit more of what the city's anticipating. I think in this chapter, we talk about how the city has set a goal of building, I think it's 15,000 more housing units between now and 2030, which will certainly have an impact on parks. So what we've tried to do in each of those sections is talk about, like, how does this impact parks and why do we need to care about this? And then there's related planning efforts. This is significantly different from what you saw before. Previously, you saw a short blurb on the 2018 to 23 park and open space plan and the area planning framework. That I didn't feel was sufficient, so we went in and looked at what other city plans are relevant to the work that we do here in parks. One of the first things we talk about there is the Imagine, not Imagine Madison, but the comprehensive plan that's updated by the city every 10 years. There's also a number of neighborhood plans, area plans, and so on and so forth that talk about what the implications are for parks, how the city's expecting to grow during time, and how it's respond over time, and how it's going to respond to that. So it's much more comprehensive, and I think it ties the POSP to those other plans. And then for two, chapter 2.3 is talking about the environmental factors that we're dealing with here in the Madison area. So much of the content that you reviewed previously, and we did a lot of work on, in the adaptability and sustainability section is within that environmental factors. The categories that are in the environmental factors section align with what the DNR has for guidance in a park and open space plan. So that's why it's broken out a little bit differently. I think there is a little bit of new content within there, but going off the top of my head, I don't remember exactly what was new in there. So open to any comments and
All right,
questions you have
Grant,
here.
let's start out with you. Grant, any comment? Let's have you take the lead on chapter two.
No, I think this is looking good. I just am reviewing the graphs to make sure that they make sense to me because sometimes those get a little wonky and aren't always clear.
Chandra, thanks.
I think the work on aligning it to the demographic overview with the larger city planning and the consistent language is a real improvement to it. I would not recommend it for this plan, but maybe to put a peg in for the next year's plan is also to put the context of the Madison region as we start to hit those above 300,000 numbers. We're gonna need to think about what's happening outside of Madison proper, where the growth is happening, because it puts pressure on our parks. And I think that would be useful to have in the next plan going forward about where that growth is, has been in Cottage Grove and Perry, Verona, Middleton area as well.
Good. Any further comments, Shutter?
Nope.
Yeah, I've got two comments here. The first one has to do with my favorite thing to talk about, which is climate change. And that is the question I would like to suggest adding a sentence at the end of paragraph. Let me get this right number here. The part that does deals with climate, where you're going to change I'm sorry, here it is. At the end of the at the before land management, the last sentence, I would like to suggest adding a sentence that says, recognizing that individual seasons and years will vary, parks is moving to a more opportunity as opposed to calendar driven approach to winter recreation options. Is not ruling them out because what we're saying here is what the draft says, and I'm sorry that this is so important to me, but it is. The Parks Division has already noted a downward trend in the number of its ice skating and skiing days, and therefore will shift resources from ski trail and ice rink maintenance to natural area and trail maintenance to give parks users a hike. I mean, that seems we've come to a fork in the road and we've decided which way we're going to go down. And I would rather say that we still have a commitment to winter recreation, but we recognize that there's other things to do. So, as the floor is open for comments on my comment.
I don't have a problem with that. I think the word you used, opportunity, I would say opportunistic approach.
Okay. Chandra, how do you feel about this?
I'm comfortable with what we decide. In either way is fine.
I just think
I
it
do
can't.
think that there's a difference between Grant's the flavor between opportunistic, which is take it and then you have to build with what you got, and opportunities, which feels like you have opportunities. They could be good opportunities or bad opportunities. And with climate change, feel like it's more like we're in a smaller box, with opportunistic is probably the more constrained adjective that we should be using.
Well, I mean, this is a small point, but to
But
my mind, it's a management issue in terms of how the place is actually managed from a more 10,000 feet kind of thing. I think one thing is that we're all dressed up and we march along these ways in a forced march. The other way, the whole city, I think it relates to the way the city is managed too. Are we managing by a rule of law, or are we? I don't know. That's not a good term. It's a question of whether we're using a kind of an organic management model, and I'd like to see government light on its feet rather than clunky and stodgy. And I would prefer to see, adaptation and more line control of workflow. But this is my own personal opinion, and it doesn't have to fit into the POSP. Lisa?
So I added some language that I think I heard here as part of the discussion, but I can continue to work on it. So the
Okay.
Parks Division, I just updated that sentence that you had mentioned. I tried to capture what you said word for word, but I wasn't moving fast
Yeah.
enough.
I'll come back.
The Parks Division has all I can also go back and listen to the recording. The Parks Division has already noted a downward trend in the number of ice skating and skiing days, and therefore will take an opportunistic approach that allows the division to shift resources to and from ski trail and ice rink maintenance to natural area and trail maintenance. So blah blah blah. I won't read the rest of it because it's the same sentence, but I can
This
work
is.
on refining this based on your feedback.
Thank you.
And we can
I
do
just didn't
that
want to look like
outside of
we come
this.
to a fork in the road, because each year is going to be different, and I think that's what we have to contend with, is that this nothing is exactly as it was, and yesterday does not necessarily predict tomorrow anymore.
Okay.
Okay, then the last comment I have to do on the chapter as a whole is, if I read this, I would say to myself, what do they do except talk to other planners? When do they have time to get anything done? So I think it would be useful to have a paragraph at the conclusion or in the beginning that says, "Man, we have a lot of plans, and we try to be as much, we try to relate to people as much as possible. Certain plans are priorities; other plans we consider them. These are the major plans." I just feel like you read this chapter and you say, "I think all these people do is plan. I don't think they have time to do anything but plan." I don't know whether other people react that way, but there's so many plans. How you would ever can you know how you just spend your time reading the plans.
Well, Madison is certainly known for its plans, and Madison is certainly known for large shelves of dusty plans that they produce but don't necessarily follow up on.
Maybe that could be the
Is
graphic.
it really more an issue of how we implement?
Well, there's something about how we prioritize and streamline and organize our work. Somewhere in there, because right now we just say we are sensitive to the plans. Here are all the plans, and then the chapter ends. And I just think that it needs to be contextualized somehow.
Maybe
Are you
it just
shaking
needs
your
a
head?
sentence or two, Lisa,
Yeah, I
somewhere
think
at the
so.
top or at the bottom about the increasing the efficacy of how the plans tie together, the work that's
That's
been
all I'm
done
looking.
so that it's like the smaller plans to the bigger plans are all like these puzzle pieces that tie together. And that's an increase in efficiency and effectiveness and readability for people to understand what's going on with all these plans and not a planning for planning's sake weakness.
I mean, I'm a planner, so I like to plan, but I think it just it looks. I don't think that it needs more than a sentence or two either. So I agree with Chandra on that. I just think something that ties it together and shows prioritization.
Okay. Yep, we can work on, we can definitely work on that.
Okay.
All right.
I think we don't. We if we're leaving a hard stop at 4, I think we should say how happy we are with what the work that's been done so far, and this process will go quite swiftly, I think, given today as an example.
Okay.
Grant, anything more for the good of the order today? Do you want to try to do chapter 3 before Chandra leaves?
Yeah, let's do
Okay.
it.
Do it.
Okay.
I think
Good.
we
All
can
right.
squeeze it in.
Okay, great. Well, let's have a run at it then.
Okay. Chapter 3, we're talking about the parkland inventory. So we're turning the conversation from the overall benefits of parks and all the other planning considerations of the Madison area to our park system. So we talk about the City of Madison park classifications. This is largely the same content as reviewed by the LRP last time. We've added a different, we're representing the information differently in the table as far as how we would typically develop out a neighborhood mini or community park. We talk about City of Madison facilities and all the different assets that we have across the park system. And then we talk about other park and open space facilities. So here we are. So I guess it's not all about City of Madison parks, but really what kind of park, public park and open spaces serve our residents. So we have a pretty good section on Dane County parks, but it's been pared back from what was in the previous version you saw. We've attempted to highlight what the unique opportunities are from those parks that are owned by Dane County. And we've added a piece about the national facilities because we have a section, we have a couple sections of the Ice Age Trail that go through our park system. And the Ice Age Trail was just recognized by the National Park Service last year as a National Scenic Trail, and as a section within the National Park Service. So, happy to take any feedback you have on this one.
Okay, great. Shadow, let's go to you first here.
My only thought about this with the parkland inventory is if there is a way in which the links that we include in the parks and open space plan, if those documents get updated, are they like instead of having a very, very specific link, should it be like here's a chapter where you can find stuff? So that if there's something that they want to look going forward, they're getting the most recent information versus the thing that we just put in the parks and open place plan as our reference. So, like, do we need to go one level up in the link since it is a 5-year plan? And some of these, I know a lot of these maps and things will be updated over the course of those 5 years. Just a thought.
Do you mean, I don't know that I know what you mean. Do you mean, but like if somebody wants to look up a park and see what's in that park, or are
No,
you
I'm
talking
thinking
about
about
as a system?
the larger system maps. Right.
Oh.
So it's like, okay, here's where we are right here in this day. Here's the link. It's going to say static, but it's very hard to find, go from that link to say, oh, and it's been updated like 4 years from now. There's a newer one. And so if we had a link that was kind of higher up, people would be like, I'm not looking for the 2025 one. I'm actually looking for the most recent map. And just thinking about what maps get updated within the course of a 5-year parks and open space plan. And I don't know that either, but it's kind of hard if you follow a link you to know if you're looking at the most recent one or the one that was in the parks and open space plan. And you can spend a lot of like wasted time
Yeah,
doing that research. Just
the
a thought.
maps, yeah, the maps that are in this document really are a picture in time, and that's what we're using for this analysis. Most of them. Really, most of them haven't been updated since the last time we did the park and open space plan because they're used for these purposes only.
So they're
Now, it.
all like 5-year kind of chunks, and we feel comfortable with that, then I'm okay with it. But if they're going to get updated every year, or there's things that should be getting updated every year, maybe there's a C generally larger chunk website link that would be in there. But if it's a 5-year just POSP plan, then I'm good.
Okay. Yeah, I think generally that's what it is. We have our park system map, but it doesn't contain the exact mapping that's in here for analysis purposes.
Okay.
And that really the most up-to-date thing to see there is our park website and look up individual parks. We could do something different with the open data portal, but right now that's really where we are.
Okay.
How's it coming, Shadow?
No.
Grant?
I'm not sure if this is the place, but I mean, do we look at this from the opposite side of we certainly see the growth in the demand. Do we analyze where we see things that we don't need to use?
Yeah, do you have an example?
What's in my head is something that we talked about in the past is how do we liquidate unused facilities or less used property that could be used in better ways or in better places. I think parks always ends up getting a protection of, oh my God, we can't do anything with a park. And that's certainly something that needs to change in the future as we continue to grow. Do they always make sense?
Yeah, that's a good question. The decommissioning parkland inventory. Lisa?
We don't
I
have a great way to collect those metrics right now. What we do, I do have some language around the facilities and how our maybe oh maybe that's in one of the later chapters where like tennis court usage has declined significantly in certain courts as the quality of them has declined. But I know what you're asking, Grant. We don't have a way of capturing that information and certainly not to map it right now in any scientific way. But it is something that we should talk about in the recommendations.
If it's not mapped in a scientific way, is it more of a policy though that needs to be starting to be developed and put into the park and open space plan?
I think it's something we need to talk about within the recommendations. Yeah.
I just it just seems to me that we never talk about how to get rid of stuff. And I think we need to figure out how to get rid of things that don't make sense or change them over to different departments or different, which is going to go into my whole spiel of we need to give up stuff to create income opportunities for parks, and whether that's hotels or apartment buildings or housing or for-profit sports arenas or exhibition things that we can't provide on our own. There needs to be a way to sort of push that direction for parks in general, because we're going to have to go there. So this is maybe
Maybe
not the
Grant.
plan.
I'd leave that part out of it that we have to go there. I'd say we're just putting a process in place.
Maybe Grant, though, I think that's a really important point. And I do think that, like, what Lisa said is like the shift between tennis decrease in uses, but also increase in pickleball. So, like, the way that parks has gotten very efficient about converting tennis courts to pickleball courts so that they can be dual usage. And maybe this is a time to talk about one of the things that we did give up was parkland in order to support the Yahara increase in the landfill. Like, we did decrease parkland, and so I don't know if it needs to be a map per se, but maybe we can put a little opening conversation about this being something that parks is needs to focus in on as well.
I think we need to focus, and certainly that is a classic example of where we got income that certainly is putting the golf enterprise back in a very strong position. We may need to put ourselves in a strong position in other places in parks as well, and I think there's opportunities, and I don't know that it's here, but it's an inventory, and I mean, is there a way to scale inventory, a parkland inventory that is not productive, or I mean, and maybe it doesn't need to be here, but it needs to be internally. But I'm just really advocating that we need to figure out some pretty major shifts on the income potential and the partnership potentials in a way that are not normal for Madison, but are going to need to become normal. Whether it's sponsorship recognition, corporate sponsorships, partnerships, I mean, private businesses making money on public lands in if they're giving back. It's a really big topic, but it's a place that if we don't do it in this park and open space plan, it's 5 years down the line because it just gives us another window of that's not how we operate. And I guess it's in the recommendations as well. And I've expressed it with Lisa, so she knows what I'm talking about, pretty in depth, but I'm just sharing it with the rest of the committee so that it isn't a surprise. And I hope people can think about that as well.
Okay, that is my 4 o'clock call, that I've got to go. I'm so sorry that I crunched us, but I will be back on the 7th then.
Great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks,
If
John.
we could
Right.
just get a
We'll
motion in a second, and then we'll be able
table
to
the
adjourn.
rest of the agenda to our next meeting.
Yeah. Second. See you in a second. All fair say aye.
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 All
Move to
right. The
adjourn.
chair adjourns the meeting.
Thank
Move to
you.
adjourn. Thank
Thank you
you.
all.
Yep.
Bye.